The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, you just heard my last guest talk about how the Kamala Harris campaign is very hush-hush, very shadowy about where her event is going to be, and that's because they don't want all the protesters to show up. And by the way, they show up from the left and the right. So they just send it to their known voters, their known heavy supporters, and, you know, and unless, of course, they think it's going to be a Beyonce show, and then they get let down and they all bitch and moan. But Kamala Harris did make this event public today. She was speaking at the Ellipse today. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say it was a no-show crowd, I mean it was a no-show crowd. 50 people were in line. Donald Trump had over a million people at the Ellipse not too long ago. Kamala Harris can't even get 100. And that's in D.C. So, you know, I really want to hear the opinion of the great pollster from Rasmussen Reports, Mark Mitchell, coming up next on just all the different things that he's seeing, not just the polls, but the early data, the vibe, everything else. He's going to be joining us in less than 5 minutes. Big event for Kamala today at the Ellipse, and it's a total dud. Nobody shows up. How embarrassing. She should have brought Beyonce with her, and maybe somebody might have showed up. All right, now. They thought she was going to draw 50,000. Oh, my gosh. I bet you they sent more security to that than January 6th. Oh, no, it's such an embarrassment. Oh, wow. It's worse than I thought. All right. Holy smokes. She'll get 900 million votes, though. It's going to be incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, got to let you know about the Alex Jones VIP Club. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're not a member, what are you waiting for? It's a great way to support Alex Jones right now, and there's so many benefits that come with it, like monthly membership credits. When you become a VIP member, you get $40 in-store credit every month. You get the products at the store at an even bigger discount. Even when they're on sale on the site, it's a bigger discount for VIP members. You get automatic double entries in giveaways, like the Monster Truck Raffle that's happening right now. I'll tell you more about that coming up shortly. Double entries in those giveaways. Plus, there's VIP-only giveaways. Only the VIPs get access to certain giveaways. You got to be a member of the club to get that access. You also get early access to other products, promos, and giveaways. Plus, free shipping. When your order is over $99, you get free shipping. But you got to be a member of the club. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Now, the truck, it's not too late, ladies and gentlemen, but you are running out of time. It is ending as of tomorrow. So you have today and tomorrow. But that's the Monster Truck Raffle coming to an end on Wednesday. You can still get in. It's not too late. Time is running out, but you got to make your purchases now at TheAlexJonesStore.com to be entered to win the Monster Truck. So, really, the exact number is 1 day and 9 hours. 1 day, 9 hours, 56 minutes. That's the time you have left to be entered to win the Monster Truck featured there on the screen. And really, the photos don't even do it justice. This thing is truly a monster truck. I mean, it's ridiculous. The wheels themselves are like 4 feet tall. So make sure to get to thealexjonesstore.com. Make your purchases. Become eligible to get in the raffle for the monster truck. Or go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to get even more benefits on the store when you are a member of the VIP club. All right. Coming up next in less than 2 minutes is Mark Mitchell from RasmussenReports.com, one of the most respected polling locations to go. We'll talk about the poll numbers he sees. We'll go back in time. We'll see what he was seeing in 2016, 2020, now in 2024. We'll look at some of the other news that's developing as well. But, I mean, my goodness, what an embarrassment for Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen. They were expecting 50,000 today at the Ellipse for her. I saw a line of 50. So, you know what? They might get... Call the bus lines. You know what I mean? I mean, get the buses, get them started, go and find people to bus to D.C. ASAP. She might have to cancel the event if people don't show up. That's how bad this is. So, wow, that's fun.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, one of the most respected polling locations out there is RasmussenReports.com, and Mark Mitchell is one of the forces behind Rasmussen Reports and their polls. He joins me now, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin with you, Mark. There's just so much to get into now with a week till election day. Let me just start with the basics. Where do you see things right now? What do the polls indicate right now? And then maybe we'll do some compare and contrast to the last two presidential elections where Trump was running. But based off what you're seeing right now, what are the big stories? What are the big trends?
Well, really, I think that this is a safe Trump win, and we've been saying that for months. And if it doesn't match what you think, it's because you've been paying attention to the mainstream media and how they cherry pick polls. And also some of the mainstream media affiliated pollsters, I think, have proven that they've been carrying water for Democrats. But listen, we showed Trump winning every single weekly poll we put out for this entire cycle. He was up big over Biden, plus four, plus five after the debate. And we always said, well, Kamala Harris is a little bit better of a candidate. The race is going to tighten up. It's probably going to be a 2 or 3 point race. And then for the last 2 or 3 months, that's what our daily numbers have put out. But we've just watched everybody else in the industry just be clown themselves, trip over themselves to move all of their polls 7 points to the left, and they are all moving back. Reuters Ipsos had Trump up before the switcheroo, and then believe it or not, they got all the way up to Harris plus six, and now they're back at Harris plus one. Polls don't move like that. After Trump's been in politics for like 10 years, there really aren't that many people who have like their minds not made up. So in reality, it was all just lies to fuel the media trying to push this woman over the hump. But basically, because of how bad Joe Biden's administration was, how people literally can't afford to feed themselves, how the justice system was weaponized and nobody trusts the media anymore and they lost trust in all of their government institutions, here we are. Like, people seem like they basically decided after all this that they wanted to vote Trump, because a Trump plus two national popular vote result, which is what we show and a lot of other people now finally are starting to agree with us, means that he probably sweeps all the swing states and does better than all the polling shows. And that's basically what the betting market confirms, as well as every major statistical-based election prediction outlet. Even 538 says that this is going to go for Trump. What's crazy is it took us all this while to get to a place where we can actually talk about that. And in my opinion, that just shows how 2020 hangs over this election like a disgusting stink of filth pall that everybody, it's like the elephant in the room. People were traumatized, I think, by 2020. And the country is not in a good state if they're going to try and do those same kind of hijinks, in my opinion.
Well, you're probably speaking to a guy that's still traumatized by 2020, actually. I want to circle back to what you just said, but I don't want to stay in the muck here. I want to get to all these topics with you before we do circle back. Let's talk about the Harris tank, right? And I mean, that's really what we've seen is this Harris tank. And, you know, it's a different analysis because Harris has only been a candidate now for, I think, 100 days, right? So you don't really have a full campaign to kind of go after and look at numbers with Harris. I mean, you can look at her numbers when she was vice president. They were awful, but you can potentially just throw those out, obviously, the way the Democrat you know, mind game works, and they're just all in the tank for Harris now. But let's talk about the Harris tank. I mean, really, when she was avoiding the press for months, and then with about 3 weeks till the election, so about 2 weeks ago, she started doing this media tour, and that's really when the Harris tank began. Are you seeing this in your polling numbers? You know, you talked about the swings, but I mean, how would you kind of describe the Harris tank, or what does it look like in the actual numbers?
The Harris tank is a realization among mainstream media outlets that their tailwind that they've been trying to give her wasn't enough, and now they're trying to save their credibility. Because in my opinion, the polls haven't shown this. In fact, the media narrative collapsing on her actually led both the polls and the betting market, which is absolutely crazy. But again, I've shown the race locked in at Trump plus two. She basically hit a ceiling in my numbers right after the DNC, about the time that RFK dropped out and endorsed Trump. And she's been at about a 47.5 point ceiling. So what it is that they all looked around and said, listen, we tried everything to make this woman likable, and she's still trailing where Hillary Clinton was 8 years ago, and Hillary Clinton lost. And I mean, you literally saw it about 3-4 weeks ago. CNN came out and said, oh, danger signs for her campaign. People said, oh, the wheels are falling off. The polling hadn't changed, right? And then after that, all the polling came back to the right to where mine was. And I think they tried their best to get her over the hump, and it just wasn't enough. I know it's really cynical to say that, but she's not a likable candidate. And only then did she enter the doom loop of like, oh, man, the media is not shilling for me anymore. I have to go out and be likable. I have to do Fox News interviews. And they're just absolutely failing. Just the Fox News interview alone shows that they have no strategy. She wasn't trying to pick up undecided voters. She wasn't trying to woo, you know, maybe Republicans that didn't kind of like Trump. But she didn't even acknowledge that there was a problem with the border at all. It's like she came into Fox and tried to control their reality. That's not changing any minds at all. They just don't know how to do it.
Why do the polls sway or tend to lean Democrat? Is that by choice with who they're polling? Is that because Republicans tend to not respond to a poll? Maybe Republicans don't want to admit they're Republicans, but it's true. Why do they tend to sway towards the Democrats?
We're independent. We are funded by subscribers and advertisers, and we do not report up to a massive media organization. ABC, Disney owns 538. They kicked us out for ideological reasons, and now they're taking the left-leaning polling industry and moving it even farther left. I think across the board, there are a couple things. I think a lot of media outlets want Harris to win and will cherry-pick polling results. But then I also think pollsters know where their bread is buttered, and they have a confirmation bias. And if they think they want Harris to win, maybe they'll reanalyze results that show that Trump is doing better. There's a lot of different stories out there, and you can look at the crosstabs and just, in my opinion, say, well, there's no way that Donald Trump has a 30-point favorability disadvantage like ABC polling shows. And it's the same ABC, you know, that's owned by Disney that's destroying all their entertainment IP for The Message. So I really do think it is this big unified cabal of people that are opposed to Trump, and whether they're doing it on purpose or not. If we're not accurate, our business fails. I'm not out there trying to shill for Trump. In fact, I'm being super careful that I don't overestimate what I think he might do, and I think he will outperform our polling.
Well, we'll talk about Trump and polling coming up. I don't know if you heard his comments about pollsters on the Rogan podcast. It was very interesting. Okay, yeah, I'll get your take on that. But first, what about – I mean, how deep do you guys go into the Senate races, the House races? I saw you had Ted Cruz up plus four on All Red here in Texas. That's good news. I expected Cruz to win anyway, but it's good to see that. What about the Senate races? What about the House races? Is it mostly just down-ballot success off Trump, or are your polls showing something else?
So states are harder to poll than nationally, and we're polling more states than we ever have. And most of the battleground states, we've gone in and showed that they're either a statistical tie or they're leaning Trump. But I will tell you that we were way too left on the states in 2020, and I picked up some of that slack, but not all of it. And I think that none of the polls are attuned to this low propensity voter or first-time voter that breaks Trump. I didn't go out on a limb and try and project like, oh, this might happen for Trump or this might happen for Trump. I just kind of did conservative weightings based on 2020. So I think Trump is going to outperform all my polling. every single battleground state in Real Clear Politics right now is going for Trump by, you know, 0.2 to like 2 points and change, like Georgia. But that is the average of all of the industry. And there were some major lefties in there. And I can tell you, there are no Republican leading pollsters. I'm not trying to lean Republican. And we're probably on the right bookend there. So any industry error at all, and Donald Trump will sweep the battlegrounds. So, I mean, I think that's really great. Now, as far as the Senate and down ballot, we've done the Senate. And one of the things is that the Senate candidates do tend to trail Donald Trump in all the states, although we do show that some of them are really tight. I think we had Hovde up one, McCormick tied in some of the polling. Carrie Lake has been down a lot more than others, but there are some really competitive races. Part of that is because people answering polls might not be in tune to the party, and then they show up and vote Trump and then vote, you know, straight R down ballot. So I do think some of those people will outperform compared to what the polling shows. But then there's also this whole aspect of the industry is moving more towards online panels. The data is messier. A lot of these people say they're going to vote, but they're really not. And so you have to be careful and vigilant and throw out crap data. But if the data shows you something you want and you report up to a managing editor for the New York Times or something, maybe you don't go that extra level of analytical rigor. Now, as far as Congress, I can say that the Republicans definitely have a brand disadvantage. However, strangely, this time around, the generic ballot has been doing almost about as good as Trump in all of the battleground states. So that's like a tie to up. And so in that kind of environment, there should be some House pickups. And I think what you also see in the betting markets is that now a full Republican sweep is starting to actually, you know, become the plurality winner there. So I think the betting markets are starting to interpret the polling. And that's been a theme this entire cycle, is the betting markets are interpreting the reality of the polls better than the media is. The media is out there still calling this race too close to call. If you hear it's too close to call on CNN, that means Trump's winning.
I don't know if I would. Yeah, if you hear anything on CNN, you might want to, you know, make sure you didn't suffer brain damage or something.
Change the channel.
Yeah. But okay, so if we're looking at the Senate and the House, because I'm kind of looking at things, and I tend to agree. I think the Republicans are favored to win the House. I mean, it could be by 10 seats, but it could be by 20. I mean, they could have a pretty big advantage in the House, or it could be, you know, closer to single digits. The Senate, I think, is going to be tight. It's definitely going to be tight no matter if it goes blue or red. It's probably going to be maybe two, at the most, three-seat advantage either way, I think, is the way I see it. Is that kind of what you're looking at right now? But it's basically just so tight. Really, the Senate, it's a lot harder to say. The House races, it's easier for Republicans to win those. Senates, it's a little tougher. So would you say your polling data is kind of indicating the same thing? The House looks safe, but the Senate, you know, that one's going to be razor thin.
No, I think there's going to be a bunch of pickups. I think when they pick up Montana, I think that McCormick's got about as good a shot as anybody. Hovde's doing really good. Sam Brown, in our last poll, maybe it was an outlier, but he's getting there too. And Carrie Lake has been an enigma. I'm not sure what's going on there. She's been between down big to like down 2 points. But I also think that Trump is going to outperform in Arizona, so that might be enough to get her over the hump. Like, listen, I think there's going to be like a significant amount of Senate pickups. And of course, if Donald Trump wants to get anything from his agenda passed, I mean, quite frankly, he probably needs a 20-point margin in the Senate, but like a 5 or 6 point would be way better than the split Senate we have now. And again, what this also comes down to is I think there is statistical herding going on in the states. I think pollsters are wary to put out Trump winning. And I think everybody's kind of crowded into this like sort of tied race. But what they aren't showing is that like Trump is winning the national popular vote now in the Real Clear Politics aggregate. This includes people like Morning Consult, who has been like 6, 7, 8 points too far to the left. So maybe they got better this cycle, but it's reasonable to believe that they're still way too far to the left. And again, I mean, I'm using a Democrat plus two electorate. I do think that Trump might outperform our Trump plus two nationally. And those people live in states. Those people are going to be distributed everywhere. And it depends. I mean, how many of them are in battlegrounds versus places like New Jersey and New York and all these other states. I've run the data. New Jersey and New York, Trump's like basically cut how far he's been behind in half. And so there might be some really big surprise congressional pickups. It all just depends, you know, how it's distributed. So, you know, again, I don't want to sound too bullish for everybody who wants Trump to win. We've been surprised in the past, but it's not the same environment. In 2020, when Donald Trump barely lost by like tens of thousands of votes in the swing state, in our polling, he was down big. We had actually Biden up on average about 6 points over Trump in the national popular race. We got him up 2 now. That's an 8-point swing. It is a totally different ball game, and even totally different than 8 years ago. And I think the early vote and registration advantage, none of that stuff's been baked into my polls for sure. And my polls show everybody's coping and saying, well, Republicans are showing up big in the early vote. They're not going to show up on election day. But every single one of the states I've done this week, we asked, how do you plan to vote? And the people who say they're going to vote in election day still go Trump by between 5 and 10 points. So Republicans still have fuel in the tank. It's not going to be this scenario where all of a sudden Democrats decide to show up on election day. And again, it's a week. And a lot could happen, right? Like Carter could die. There could be state funerals. Like Biden could resign. Every day is like one less day that Democrats have a shot to play this kind of stuff. But also we could just see, I mean, you know, everybody talks about the Reagan-Carter big bang. We still have a week. That could happen. And there are some signs that maybe the people who aren't the Democrats are just – like in the polls, they always say, oh, I'm definitely going to vote. Oh, I'm very enthusiastic, just as much as Republicans. But a lot could happen, and maybe they sit it out. I mean, you know, Trump on Rogan, now J.D. Vance is going on Rogan. Kamala Harris is getting heckled at every event she goes to. And just like you said, she's just not turning anybody out. Now, I will say Democrats don't need that same kind of, you know, energy, right, to go to the polls. And you can read into so maybe some of that's their electioneering asymmetry, and some of that is, I mean, they really have been taught that Trump is Hitler. Like half of MSNBC viewers think that the biggest issue facing our country is the threat to democracy that Donald Trump poses.
Well, I'm sure you saw it. 49% of Democrats said Trump is a fascist.
Oh, man. No, we didn't pull that one yet. I probably should, but we're kind of running out of time. But in all the swing states, we asked, you know, everybody has the major issue set where they show like 10 issues and tell you like what's the number one issue. We did that. You know, the economy wins, borders second, abortion's third because of Democrats. But then we said, what's the primary issue that the next president has to fix? And we only give them 4 choices: the economy, the border, abortion, and protecting democracy. And MSNBC, people who say they trust MSNBC most, like 46% of them say, across all the swing states that we did in September, say that protecting democracy is the number one issue. I think it's like another 25% say abortion. You're basically at 3 out of 4 MSNBC watchers. None of them care about the border at all, and only like 10% care about the economy. But if you watch Fox News or Newsmax, you're in a totally different reality. For them, it's like 75% to 80% say that the border and the economy are number one. And I'll tell you, the Newsmax people are really based. And, you know, I can only give 4 choices, but we asked everybody, if you're given the choice between 100% deportation candidate and 100% amnesty candidate, who would you support? And swing state voters say the deportation candidate by a majority. I think it was like 53% to 36%, like really stunning, considering that these states are pretty locked up between Trump and Harris. But Newsmax people was like 94-2 or something ridiculous like that. And, you know, the MSNBC people, they just want amnesty. So like 2 different Americas really divided. Yeah. And there are people who are going to vote blue no matter who. And she's always had lower favorability ratings than even Biden. Biden was not a well-liked president. The second she got anointed, her favorability in our polling jumped, like not as much as in ABC News or some of those other people who showed a 15-point net favorability pickup. But yeah, she's got a pretty high Democrat favorability. They're kind of happy with her. They say she's competent. It's scary how strong the gaslighting is.
Oh, it's scary. You know, liberal progressives definitely scary, politically. So, as I said earlier, I kind of live with the trauma of the 2020 election. I mean, I don't hide from it. I bring it to the air every day. I definitely live in that trauma. And I don't want to bring you into the mud with that. Final moments here with Mark Mitchell from RasmussenReports.com. Now, you said you heard what Trump said about the polling and the pollsters on the Rogan podcast, basically insinuating he doesn't have much trust or much faith in them. He even thinks, he insinuated he thinks some of them are con men. Do you want to divulge? Right. Do you want to divulge either your opinion on that, or do you want to divulge? Because I've been saying this too, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, how a lot of the polling is now done differently. It's a lot of online stuff. It's a lot of email list stuff. I mean, do you want to divulge how you conduct polls, or what you think about the polling market in general?
Yeah, I think Trump was exercising a little bit of hyperbole there. He definitely has internal pollsters. I will say that he pays them probably 10 to 100 times more than we earn. But there will always be pollsters. Pollsters are important. The second you don't have pollsters, you're going to be Venezuela. And there are definitely dishonest people in the industry, but they are they're paying money to actually do samples, and they put out crosstabs. There's some amount of transparency, so you can kind of see, well, this is why they got the Harris plus four that they did. They oversampled Trump hating Republicans. And so data is useful no matter how much harder it's going to get. So polling will always be there. It will always be tough. Pollsters will always get yelled at. But we're kind of like the industry pariah or the redheaded stepchild, and that's fine. Like, Trump will use our charts, and that's great. But then I think also it probably serves him to pretend we don't exist. And the mainstream media industry certainly pretends that we don't exist. They all look at our numbers. I can assure you that, because we're putting out just as much information as Morning Consult, and Morning Consult is absolute garbage. And a lot of it is because we pulled on the issues that everybody, doesn't want to touch. We pulled on vaccine safety. We pulled on weaponization of the government. And you said you didn't want to drag us into the mud, but we're the only pollster actively polling on election integrity as well. And I can tell you that all this BS about the safest and most secure election in history has not gone over well with Americans, because now 2/3 of American voters think it's at least somewhat likely that the outcome of this election will be affected by cheating, including over 70% of voters in the battleground states.
Well, let me inject, because I'm obviously one of those percents. Let me ask you this, to focus on that for a second. Considering where that was in 2020 and to where that is today, where do you think it goes in the future? Either way, I mean, if Kamala wins, if Trump wins, where do you think that number goes based off the trends you've seen in 4 years?
Yeah, I don't know. Our country's in a really bad place. We now have a record 43% of voters who think a civil war or revolution is likely in the next few years, including 46 to 47% of battleground state viewers. And actually, we asked the question, how likely is it there will be a violent reaction after Election Day if Kamala Harris wins? We also asked it if Trump wins. And regardless of who they say wins, it's roughly about half of voters that think there's going to be violence in basically a week from now. So that's a really bad spot. And we've been trying to get ahead of this. Like, the worst thing for this country is for Donald Trump to do really well, better than all the polling said, but then 3 or 4 states decide not to count and then drag their feet and then stuff ballots. I think that's going to actually potentially cause violence because of how inflamed everybody is. So we're trying to get out ahead of that. We have numbers coming out this week, but we asked, and I mean, a lot of people are really angry about it. We asked, how likely is it that there are election workers that have enabled fraud in elections? And we get a majority. And then we ask what the criminal punishments should be. And 60% of people give a response that includes prison sentence. And 3% of Republicans even say capital punishment.
Well, so, Mark, I'm up against a break here. I'd like you to finish this thought. If you can hold through this break, I'd like you to finish that thought. I'm up against it here. Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports. We're going to hold him over here. Let's let him finish this thought here and the results when it comes to election integrity. The only polling group that does it is Rasmussen.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Mark Mitchell is with us still from RasmussenReports.com. I wanted to let him finish up on the polling results he got talking about election integrity. And as he said, he's the only group that's polling on that. I'm not surprised. Nobody else even has the courage to talk about it. And so it's funny because, I mean, you know, I said I didn't want to drag you to the mud on this issue, but, you know, you're polling on it. You're getting real-time results. And to just kind of give you a starter here, I think, forget about even the polling. I'll let you talk about the polling. You know, what I noticed is, you know, I just went from a place where in 2020, most people either didn't believe that an election could be stolen or they were unwilling to talk about it or say publicly how they felt about it. Now, I would say, at least on the conservative side, let's say the Trump-supporting side, now most people believe an election can be stolen, and most people are even willing to talk about it. I don't think we kind of – I don't know if we've crossed that threshold when it comes to Republican representatives. I would say we probably haven't yet. It's getting closer. The new brand of Republican might be there. And then as far as the mainstream media is concerned – you know, let's say there's 100 people in conservative mainstream media. There's probably only 20 or 30 that would be willing to even suggest that that might be a potential. Maybe that changes. But that's just kind of what I see from more of a, you know, a media observer, a trend observer. But you were getting into the actual poll numbers. So go ahead and lay back into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, we need to know if there's fraud in elections. Otherwise, how could we possibly predict the outcome? And we're kind of in a situation based on how pollsters pick their party winnings on previous elections where, like, I don't know how many Democrats there are. And that's kind of puts me in a tough spot. But after the 2020 election, when Republicans colluded, mainstream Republicans colluded with Democrats to say that it was a safe and secure election, first time out of the gate, we asked how likely is it the cheating affected the 2020 election? And we got a number basically 49%. And that really surprised us. And we kept asking it. And the number has been as high as 64%. And now we have 66% of people who think cheating's likely in this election. And that's way up because we asked it in advance of the 2022 election and still got a number less than 50%. So we've polled on basically everything you could possibly poll on, audits, like IDs, like the cheat boxes, like literally everything. And voters hate that stuff. And what's crazy is everybody, like Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike, think that it's very important to prevent cheating in elections. And overwhelmingly, a strong majority of people say what's most important, preventing cheating or making sure everybody votes. Preventing cheating wins by about a 2-to-1 margin, except for Democrats. So that's what sets them apart. Is this like meme that basically there's people that are still disenfranchised somewhere? But like horrible situation. And I think you're right about the Republicans because there are, we've been told, major conservative outlets who refuse. I mean, they'll be happy to have us on to talk about elections. They refuse to cover the election integrity or the vaccine stuff. But I mean, like, it's clear as day. We've asked a million times. When states are late in reporting their election results, does that make you more confident or less confident in the accuracy of the final results? 45% say less confident. Only 19% say more confident. Are there election workers and officials who have enabled fraud in election? 47% say yes. Only 3 out of 10 voters in America say no. That's really horrible. It's 2/3 of Republicans who say yes, only 18% who say no. And independents, it's 51% to 22%. How likely is it that officials who have enabled election cheating will be held criminally accountable? And only 25% say very likely, but 44% say not likely. And what should be the punishment for election officials found guilty of cheating in elections? 15% say prison sentences, 45% say all three of prohibition from holding public office, fines, and prison sentences. So we're trying to get ahead of what could happen next week. And we've already seen that states are dragging their feet on the voting. We've heard a lot of talk about the overseas ballots and even the mainstream media priming the narrative that there's going to be violence at polling locations. So anything is still on the table. And my call to these people in the swing states working these elections is understand that Americans are very concerned about election integrity and the risk of violence about stolen elections, in my opinion, is higher than it's ever been.
Well, and these polling results are amazing to me for a couple reasons, because we hear the Democrats talking about protect democracy, and you even run polls where they say that's their big thing is to protect democracy, or they say we don't want disenfranchised voters. Well, you know, cheating kind of completely destroys both of those concepts, right? I mean, if you cheat, you disenfranchise every single voter. And if you cheat, there is no protecting the democracy. It's not a democracy, you know, at that point. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's ironic that these polling results show that. And here's a perfect example. The Atlantic is, you know, blaming me, of course. And I guess they're probably tuned into the show right now. If you want to say hi to our friends at The Atlantic, they're quoting things I say on this show, how I suspect they're going to steal Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And so, yeah, I'm afraid there's going to be a steal. So, but I want to protect. So that's me wanting to protect democracy. That's me not wanting to disenfranchise voters. But because I don't say it like that, because I don't say it with the Democrat buzzwords, somehow I'm bad. So, you know, and the polling result, the polling results even show that that's the case based off of what you've seen.
So I've got numbers for The Atlantic, and I want them to quote me on this. We asked, is it okay for votes in elections to take more than one day, or should they be counted the day of election day? And overwhelmingly, voters say counted on election day, 54% to 40%. But the people who say that protecting our democracy is the number one issue 2/3 of them say, yeah, sure, take more than one day. It's fine. Only 28% of them say that votes should be counted on election day. And that is the strongest signal for delayed voting out of anybody. People who think illegal immigration is the number one issue, they want votes counted on election day, 74% to 21%. So people who are interested in protecting our democracy seem awful loose about how it goes about being protected. And of course, we all know it's because they're anti-Trump fascists.
Well, and you know, the funny, again, it's always misnomers, hyperbole, irony when you deal with Democrat talking points, because they talk about democracy all day long, but they only want democracy when it favors them. They don't want democracy when it comes to abortion. They don't want democracy when it comes to legislating from the bench, which, I mean, that's what this election is going to be determined on, is the rules that have been established by judges, not by state legislatures, not by voters, not by Congress, by judges. So, I mean, I wonder how they would feel about legislation from the bench. That's not democracy, and yet yeah, that's where we're going. You know, I would believe, based off what I heard from you, that the reason why there was a major shift in election integrity beliefs in your polling from 2020 to 2022 was probably after what people saw in Pennsylvania and Arizona. I mean, a mongoloid one in Pennsylvania named John Fetterman. And then in Arizona, you had, yeah, you know, all the craziness with Lake and Hamadeh and the others. And I think people saw that and, you know, had big issues as well. So, you know, hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they don't steal Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Believe me, I'll take the L on that to get Trump into the office. It would mean a lot more. But at the same time, for the same reason why you won't rig your polls is the same reason why I'm not going to come on here and say things I don't believe. All right. Any final words, Mark Mitchell, RasmussenReports.com, a week till the election. Any final words for the audience today?
Yeah, I really think it's a solid Trump win, and everybody really should be looking out for fraud, because I think it's likely to believe that. And listen, this is literally an authoritarian oligarchy that these people wanted to put the unvaccinated in camps. These people, according to voters, weaponized the judicial system against their enemies. And even like you think about things like, oh, Mockingbird. Oh, that's a fringe conspiracy theory. 64% of voters in this country think it's at least somewhat likely that intel agencies are giving the news talking points. And so I think authority, I think the media, I think a lack of authenticity and gaslighting have jumped the shark. And we're going to find out in a week. And everybody should have a head on a swivel, vote early. And would love to have people following us too, Rasmussen_poll. And go to our website too. You can get a free daily newsletter of all the polls that we put out. Happy to see people there.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for your time, and keep up the great work. We'll be monitoring those polls.
All right. Thanks for having me here.
All right. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, as we're just more than halfway through the show now, I got a ton of news on my desk that I still need to cover. I got about 20 important video clips that I'd like to get to, but there's so much happening on the ground right now in these battleground states. I feel like I have to go to the phone lines, specifically with what's developing in Pennsylvania. But if you're in one of these swing states that is big, you know, big potential to swing the election, I think we're going to have to go to the callers and just get updates, boots on the ground, what you're hearing, what you're seeing. Maybe you were there in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, when these shenanigans happened. We'll play the videos and showing that. So still a lot to get to. Before we break into the news on the other side, we have a brand new product at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's Alex to tell you more about it.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
All All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start to just pile drive through these headlines. Then we'll get into the video clips. Again, though, Kamala Harris, we called it, by the way, and they were showing the video when our guest was on. I said, hey, Harris has nobody at this event. Get the buses lined up. Bus them in. The buses started showing up. The buses started showing up in Washington, D.C. for this Harris rally that was about to be a complete dud. Oh, what a joke. What an absolute joke. So let's see how many buses, let's see how many people they can bus in to this Harris event at the Ellipse. But they can't bus in a million. So she's not going to come close to what Trump did with probably the biggest crowd in the history of politics, probably. I mean, probably the biggest crowd in the history of D.C. was Trump's speech at the Ellipsis and then, you know, the overflow, basically, and what was at the Capitol and everything else. But, folks, we saw the scenes earlier, and there was nobody there, and now the buses have arrived. And so we'll see if it's enough, and I don't know if you guys want to put that video back on the screen that you were showing earlier. But the buses have literally lined up now with the Democrats to make it look like Harris can draw a crowd. When they bus them in, it's all paid for. They probably give them lunch and everything else. Who knows? Maybe a paycheck. But we called it. That was the only way anybody was going to show up for Kamala Harris at the Ellipsis today. And then sure enough, there were the buses. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Right on time. These people are so predictable. All right. So, I we don't need to spend much more time on that. All right, let's look at these headlines, shall we? As we said earlier, J.D. Vance has now announced he's going to be going on Joe Rogan. That's going to be tomorrow. This is really, look, said it when Trump picked Vance. Wasn't my pick, but give him a chance. I've given him a chance, and he has, I mean, I'd say A. I'd say J.D. Vance is like A minus A right now as far as the vice presidential pick. He's just so relatable. He's just so smooth. He can handle himself with the media. He doesn't really make mistakes. He comes off genuine. He's everything they wish Tim Walz was, really. And, I'll admit, I give him a little more, give him a little boost of favorability because he's, kind of represents my age group, my demographic, which doesn't really get much play in politics. Definitely not in the White House. So that'll be good. Vance on Rogan, I think, is going to be solid. Looking forward to that. Meanwhile, Harris regrets not going on Rogan, but of course we all know that she can't do 3 hours. Now, keep this in mind, as they're publishing the stories basically attacking Rogan. Rogan says he rejected Harris campaign's interview conditions. Kamala Harris was in Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Houston is a 2.5-hour drive from Austin. She could have come to Austin and done Rogan. She was scared. She was scared. She didn't want to do Rogan. She was scared. She could have come to Austin, Texas, and done the Joe Rogan show. She was scared. Then she saw Trump's numbers on the Rogan show. And she said, okay, well, we got to do Rogan now. But she wouldn't go to Austin. And she said, oh, Rogan, you have to come to me. And I'm only going to do an hour. Those were the demands. And, of course, I don't think, has Rogan ever done anything on the road like that? He always does his stuff in studio. I don't think Rogan ever does a Rogan show on the road. So he said, well, no, we're not going to do that. So they're attacking Rogan. Here's what Rogan said. For the record, the Harris campaign has not passed on doing the podcast. They offered a date for Tuesday, but I would have had to travel to her, and they only wanted to do an hour. I strongly feel the best way to do it is in the studio in Austin. My sincere wish is to have a nice conversation and get to know her as a human being. I really hope we can make it happen. So it's go on the Rogan show for 3 hours or bust. Kamala. Will she show up? Vance is doing it. What about Walz? Will Walz and Harris do 3 hours? Maybe they go as a support group. They'll hold hands. It'll be so, I don't think they will. I don't think they will. They know it's probably too big of a risk if it's over an hour. And if it's not in their home field, if it's at Rogan's home field, no. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think so. More on the election here. RNC lawyers send a letter to Pennsylvania officials saying that voters are being denied at the polls. This story is developing. This is crazy what's going on here. On behalf of all Pennsylvania voters, we ask that you provide the promised support immediately. October 29, 2024 is the last day to request a mail-in ballot in person at a county election office. If you truly believe that every vote is equally precious, as you stated on October 26, 2024, we urge you to act with the necessary urgency so that every voter in this Commonwealth has the same experience enjoyed by Governor Shapiro. No voter should be turned away, told an office is closing early, or they cannot be accommodated if they appear during the posted business hours. And this is what's going on. If a voter visits a Board of Elections office to request, fill out, and return a mail-in ballot anywhere in the Keystone State during the posted office hours, they should be provided the opportunity. No one should be told to go home. If they get in line before the posted closing time, each voter should be able to request, fill out, and return their mail-in ballot. In a recent CNN interview, you assured the country that the presidential election in 2024 is going to be free, fair, safe, and secure. Kindly use your position to provide any and all support necessary so that the Board of Elections in all 67 counties provide the same opportunity to everyday Pennsylvanians as enjoyed by the governor and live up to the promises that you made to the American people at large. Now, all kinds of craziness happens. We can go to the videos that we have on the ground. And, Trump has basically issued multiple harsh warnings via posts saying they're watching for voter fraud. If you get caught, you're going to prison. He made this statement earlier today. Law enforcement is all over the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania looking at and for voter fraud. Anybody that cheats in the election is going to jail. And then you have this on the ground from James Blair. Pennsylvania voters, this was this morning when the shenanigans started happening. Pennsylvania voters must stay in line on the final day of early voting and cast their vote. Do not let elections officials turn you away during the operating hours they posted. If they disenfranchise you, submit a report to our lawyers through pa.protectthevote.com. Now, there's multiple reports of Democrats posing as voting poll workers when they're not legitimately poll workers. They're just Democrats, I guess, engaging in voter intimidation. James Blair reporting again. The Democrats are running around in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, with badges, trying to pretend like they are election officials. These are not officials. Intimidation tactics. Okay, now, we've got some videos from the ground here of these long lines that are just crazy how long they are. And then one Trump supporter, who's also a delegate for Trump, got arrested telling people to stay in the lines that if you're there on time, you can still vote, and they arrested her. So you can be a Democrat and run around and telling people to go home, but if you tell people, no, you don't go home, you stay in the line, it's still open, you get arrested. Here she is being arrested in clip 12.
Wow. That's crazy. You locked her up? That is insane, man. She is not influencing people. She is not at all.
And there they are cheering. Now, I've actually reached out to her to try to get her on the show to tell her story. Haven't heard back yet. We'll see if we can get her on. And then this is what they did today. The cops went and shut down. This was before they closed. They went and shut down the lines in clip 10.
It's 2:41, and they are ending the line.
Here we go.
So all types of craziness going on in Pennsylvania, including one Pennsylvania woman who tried to vote, found out that, oh, someone already voted for her. Here she is telling her story, clip 11.
My opportunity to vote this election and actually have some meaning behind it has been snatched away from me. So yesterday I got a text message saying that I voted, which I did not vote at that moment. A couple hours later, I received another text message saying, apologies, you did not vote. So that made me head to the polls early. Now, when I got there, I waited in line. I get up to the table to register, and they tell me, you voted already. And I showed them the text message. I said, no, someone said I voted. Then I got another text message saying, apologies, you did not vote. And they said, well, there's nothing we could do about it, or records show that you voted. But I did not vote. Here's the screenshots. TikTok, please do y'all thing, because this is completely illegal. I did not vote. Yet, the records say I voted. Who did I vote for? So here's the first text that they sent me yesterday. Records show you voted. I did not vote. I was at work at this time yesterday. And then they sent this at 2 o'clock. So when I got down there, after receiving those messages, they told me I already voted. Who do I talk to concerning this situation? Because I did not vote yet. And TikTok, please do not remove my video. I have proof. This is a real story. The proof is in my actual phone. So please do not delete my video.
And she calls out the TikTok situation because TikTok is censoring all kinds of political information right now ahead of the election. Oh, but see, I'm bad. And they say, oh, it's the next Stop the Steal movement because I'm reporting on this stuff. In the Atlantic. By the way, what's going on here, clip 14? What's going on in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, clip 14?
But you can vote early if the printer would work.
Oh.
I just walk on by, see what's going on.
Printer's failed, huh? Convenient. That's
why you gotta vote early.
The printer doesn't work, so they don't have the ballots. Oh. So he's giving out these forms to be filled out, and then if you fill them out, when the printer gets here in about an hour, then you can stay in line if you want to. He's expecting 45 minutes to an hour.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's bringing these forms out.
What an absolute disaster. Pennsylvania, you're a joke. Just outside of Philadelphia, too. Yeah. Shenanigans all over the place. But don't report on it. Everything's great. Everything's fine.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on Infowars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP Club. If we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail, and it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.